At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so now we're gonna talk about the first game that we got to play here at CampCon booth, and it's Mega Man 11. P is a fan because he also was rocking the shirt yesterday.
That's right.
Of Mega Man.
That's right.
And P, I was not expecting the game to be like this good, man. Very difficult, but the design. Let's talk about the design first.
Okay. Yeah. So
your thoughts?
Crystal clean. Like somebody went with the white polish and just like they it looks beautiful. Aside from the gameplay,
yeah,
just the polish, the level of polish that they've now put on Mega Man 11 on display. I'm assuming that's Nintendo Switch, dude.
No, actually, mine was PlayStation.
Yours was that PlayStation? Yeah. You're right.
It was PlayStation.
The level of polish on that title is amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Capcom, dude.
They've really good. And I don't know if you, I changed it to casual because yep. I wanted to.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah, so I just wanted to check out like the world, the levels, and all that stuff. Man, it was pretty tough. Really
is there
tough.
One below? Because that's where I'm sitting.
You got to the boss? I didn't even
get I got to the boss.
I didn't.
No, I didn't get to the final boss. I got to the boss before him. I think Wayne was playing next to me, and he beat the guy that I couldn't beat.
Oh, okay.
And he got up to the final boss, but the final boss was just like slap, 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 slap.
Wait, I know you're not. I'm into difficult games. Not a lot of people like difficult games.
It's frustrating.
It's frustrating. Wayne, I know you're young. The original Mega Man, the original Mega Man game and Part 2, those were really hard. And back then, that game, you couldn't even save it.
Oh, hell.
So, what do you have to say about Mega Man 11?
I will say that although it was difficult, it wasn't as difficult as Dark Souls. That kind of game just makes me want to rage quit. But this game, it was just difficult enough where I was like, nah, I can do this. I was right there. I'm about to get there. I can try again. And although that final boss like whooped my butt like for 3 lives in a row, I started to get the hang of it, so I really wanted to play again. And like you guys said, that is the most beautiful like Mega Man game I have ever seen, or any linear game. It was so, so crisp. I've never seen such a nice looking game or a nice Mega Man looking game like that. It was really, really nice.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, just again, I know I'm using the word polish on there, but it is so clean, you know. I guess with Mega Man comes with the illusion of an 8-bit, 16-bit, 32-bit gaming system, but it looks fantastic, and I don't think we can say enough about that. The gameplay, again, it's textbook Mega Man difficulty. You're going in with this expectation of, oh, Mega Man, I got this.
Yep.
Nah, man. Yep. At all. It's fantastic. And again, following in the same vein of, you know, the Mega Man, Dark Souls, you know, Cuphead, difficulty is not a bad thing in a video game. And again, Mega Man just comes out, you know, showing and proving. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, we all have PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, PC. Which version you're planning to purchase?
Honestly, for me, that's going to depend on how good it's going to look on the Switch. Because traditionally, I would want to play a Mega Man title on a Switch. But if the polish is not there on the Switch as it is on on next-gen consoles, then I will be moving to either PlayStation or Sony, yeah, or Xbox for that.
I think for me, like I'm always traveling, I probably go with a Nintendo Switch. And you, Wayne?
Yeah, same. Nintendo Switch, definitely.
Regardless of whether it looks polished or not, or as polished?
Yeah, well, the Switch is the only console I have. I don't know if they would have it for PC. I doubt that. But even if I would like, I like to game portably, you know, to take it with me. Yeah. Especially that I could see myself sitting in the bus or sitting anywhere just trying really hard at that game.
And yelling at your Switch.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Anything else, Pete? Anything else about Mega Man 11? I think it was awesome.
Well, I don't know if you took a look, but right behind them is the Mega Man Classic.
Yeah, Mega Man, I believe it's the... What is that?
Yeah, it's Mega Man Classic, so I believe... And, you know, don't quote us on that, but it's... It's Mega Man Classic.
Mega Man X. It's Mega Man X Collection.
No, it's Classic Collection.
Oh, they have another collection.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't really see. Well,
no, it's on the other side.
We only played Mega Man 11, and I think it was awesome.
Fantastic. You know, do we know when it's coming out? Is it out yet? Or
I think it's coming. I'm not sure. They didn't say anything. I think it's later this year. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. I'm not 100%. But yeah, it was awesome. I really enjoyed it. I think it's October.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.